The immunotoxin brentuximab, otherwise known as SGN35, has been found to have encouraging anti-cancer activity. One study at the American Society of Hematology conference in Orlando found activity in Hodgkin's disease, while another did in patients with anaplastic large T-cell lymphoma. I asked George Canellos for his take on the results, and first, what's special about this immunoconjugate?
It's an immunotoxin. It's an antibody against CD30, which is present on Reed-Sternberg cells, and in the malignant cells of anaplastic large cell lymphoma, a T-cell lymphoma. It's linked to a toxin, or a statin, which is a tubulin poison. And the interesting thing is that when the antibody by itself was first tested in these diseases, especially in Hodgkin's disease, it had very minimal activity. But linked now to the immunotoxin, it is not only active in Hodgkin's disease, it's also active in anaplastic large cell lymphoma. It seems to be active in relapsed and refractory disease where it was tested. It has some side effects, but really mostly of the grade 1 and 2 variety. There's a mild neuropathy associated with it, mechanism unknown. But because it's an antibody, if you will, it seems like it's a drug that could be in the future combined with other cytotoxic agents, and it might enhance the activity of cytotoxic agents in advancing or refractory relapsed Hodgkin's disease.
Can you tell me what Dr. Chen has been doing here in this particular study with SGN35 or brentuximab vedotin in Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Well, he's been testing it, and he's given it to a multi-institutional study, mind you, to 102 patients with so-called refractory or relapsed Hodgkin's disease in 26 different centers. Those symptomatic Hodgkin's patients, 83% of them had remission of their symptoms as a result of this treatment. And we know from other studies that have been published already that this has real anti-tumor activity. It has activity in Hodgkin's as well as anaplastic large cell, where the overall response rate was rated as 87%, and again with very tolerable toxicity. So this is an agent that I think everybody's going to have to pay attention to, because in some way or another it's going to be added to chemotherapy, and I think is the first in a long time of new agents that have specific activity against Hodgkin's disease and anaplastic large cell lymphoma, for that matter.
Indeed, there's the abstract on SGN35 by Andre Shustov from Fred Hutchinson. So how do you rate the importance of these two abstracts on Hodgkin's disease and in anaplastic large cell lymphoma in terms of what the busy doctor might take on board?
Well, the busy doctor is actually going to be able to cure the vast majority of Hodgkin's patients that he faces, probably about 60 or 70% of the advanced ones and maybe 90 or 95% of the early ones. Likewise, anaplastic large cell lymphoma is a T-cell lymphoma, but it is one of the most responsive to cytotoxic drugs of the T-cell family. And so, again, probably 60 or 70% of them are going to be cured by the first pass with chemotherapy, but there will be failures that are often referred to centers, and these failures often get onto autologous transplant programs. But the idea, obviously, of any transplant program is to render the patient as free of disease prior to transplant as one can. And so with this immunotoxin plus the drugs that are used as second-line therapy, my hope is that there will be more patients in remission and therefore better candidates for autologous transplant.
Of course, there have been hopes for immunotoxins in the past. So what is it about SGN35 that makes it more promising in your view?
Well, that's a good question. It obviously goes directly to the tumor cell, the anti-CD30 antibody. It's taken within the tumor cell, and this tubulin poison obviously does a job on the malignant cell, and it goes away. There are certainly other immunotoxins that are in use for, let's say, leukemia. Mylotarg is the name of that one. It's, I think, been approved by the FDA for leukemia therapy. There are the radioimmunotoxins, if you will, that are used for lymphoma therapy, the Zevalins and the Bexars. And so there's a precedent for their use, and I think this is a new look for these two lymphomas, and it might just help to salvage a greater fraction of them that need salvaging. Whether you can use it up front and increase the permanent complete remission rate remains to be seen.
Our hematology editor, George Canellos, of the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston, talking to me at the American Society of Hematology annual meeting here in Orlando. For eCancer Radio, I'm Peter Goodwin.